Good morning. And welcome to worship this morning. And we welcome all in Jesus' precious name. Intimations? Tea and coffee in the small hall after worship, time of fellowship. There's also going to be cards from the craft club available for sale. So just spend a wee bit of time through there and have a look. The Guild hold the AGM on Tuesday 11th, followed by the Christmas service. And the carol service is coming up. Bonnie Leslie Court this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the Unity service at our dear church on the 16th, and that's next Sunday at 6:30. Service of introduction for Brian Devlin, our community mission worker, 11th of December, Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock at Ardia Church. This is a presbytery service where they formally introduce him. And some of the Advent talks today at 3 o'clock and on the 12th at 7:30 at St Mary's Halls. Information there. Just one further intimation from me. I spoke last week about a bereavement service. Actually just changed it slightly. It's still going to be on Tuesday the 18th at 7 o'clock here. But it's more around a time of peace, restoration and healing. Calling them Shabbat Shalom. So again, it's Sabbath rest. We come from the busyness of Christmas and some of the hectic things of life and come to find a bit of space, a bit of quiet. As we are gathered, Jesus is here. One with each other, Jesus is here. Sunday, please be seated, yeah. Last Sunday we lit the first candle in our Advent wreath, the candle of hope, and we light it again to remember that Christ will come again to fulfill all God's promises to us. Peace is a gift that we must be prepared for. God gives us the gift of peace when we turn to Him in faith.
The prophet Isaiah calls Christ the Prince of Peace. Through John the Baptist and all the other prophets, God asks us to prepare our hearts so that He may come in.
Our hope is in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. Our peace is found in Him. So we light this candle today to remind us that He brings peace to all who trust in Him.
Let us pray. Loving God, thank You for the peace You give us through Jesus. Help us prepare our hearts to receive Him. Bless our worship. Guide us in all that we say and do. We ask it in the name of the One born in Bethlehem. Amen.
And we worship. It was on a starry night when the hills were bright, and all the angels sang for Him, the bells of heaven rang for Him, for a boy was born, King of all the world. Let's stand and worship. join our hearts and our minds together in prayer. Let's pray. Living, loving God, you're always to be blessed. At the start of a new day, we bless you. When your people gather for worship, as we gather for worship, come to bless you. And we open our eyes and see the wonder of your world. We open our hearts to the wonder of your love for us. We turn to bless you. And Father, when on this our journey through Advent we hear again the promise of Christ amongst us, we're aware again of the coming of our Lord Emmanuel, your precious gift to us. Then with awe and thanksgiving, we bless you. We come with wonder in our hearts, with gratitude at the very core of our being, with blessings on our lips. We also come with heavy hearts, with adequate thanksgiving. Lord, we acknowledge that some of us are cast down by failures, some oppressed by inadequacies, some restricted by sins, some who just don't know where they are with faith. And so we need to hear again your promise to our forefathers, to remember again your covenant to us. We need to hold on to your faithfulness to the people of God through the ages, that you will free us from all that weighs us down, that you shall open us up to worship without fear. You will call us righteous again, that you'll accept us and hold us close once more. So, Father, we bless you for all you give us now, for forgiveness and freedom, for release and redemption, for salvation and security, for hope, holiness and peace, for discovery and direction for all our days. The tender compassion of our God, a new dawn shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and to guide our feet into the way of peace. For when we hear your word to us, that we are your precious children, and that we can make the way ready for Christ's coming, why would we not bless your holy name? Glory be to you, Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forevermore. And Father, hear us as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not temptation, but deliver us. Kingdom. Glory. As we last week we were looking at the hope that we found in Jesus, and we moved to look at the peace. And our reading this morning, scripture reading this morning, the author Peter addresses his letter to those chosen and destined by the Father and sanctified by the Holy Spirit in order to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to share in the forgiveness available through Christ's sacrificial death. He praises God for a living hope, and through this living hope, we can begin to find shalom in being completed by God And so we hear these verses read to us by Andrew from 1 Peter 1, 1 to 12.
First Peter 1, verses 1 to 12. I am reading from the New International Translation. Hear the word of God. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Amen.
We often think of shalom, the word shalom is meaning peace. Actually, shalom has a deeper meaning in that it's a state, shalom is a state of completeness, of wholeness. And for example, being at peace with someone, and being at peace with God means being complete with God, means being in the right relationship with him. Being made whole by his righteousness. As we looked at hope last week, that hope being a certainty, an assurance, a promise of God for us. Anyway, we can begin to know peace for that. That hope brings us to peace when we accept that hope and within us, and we end up coming to be at peace. The service on the 18th, it's that time to just to define that shalom, that peace in the quiet. It won't be a conventional service, but it'll be a time of being able to contemplate and sit and just to think. And for those who are of faith and want to reconnect with God or connect with God in a way, then there's that opportunity to do that. For those who are of no faith, there's a time to come in and find peace and quiet. It would be my prayer that as they find peace and quiet, they find God's peace and quiet. But being at peace, being shalom, is a completeness, a wholeness. Something that even in the turmoils of life, we can be at peace with God. Let's worship again. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there's injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, through faith in you. Something I forgot to say at the start of the service. I've been looking at the front pew here thinking I was supposed to do something about this. So I've just dawned on me. These are the Christmas cards that go out from the churches to all the streets. There's a list of sheets with the streets for our district, our parish, with a number of cards required. If you can help to deliver any of these cards, please at the end of the service, just come forward, pick a street, pick some cards, or share it out with someone else. But they're there, just to be delivered round all the houses. We continue with our offering. Thank you. As we bring our prayers together, there's a few of the prayer points, as usual, from our Drossan Presbytery prayer cycle. This morning, Kilburnie, St. Columba's Church, and the Reverend Fiona Ross. And Fiona also serves on the nomination committee for Presbytery. From the prayer diary for Crossreach, we pray this morning for Cunningham House in Edinburgh, a homeless hospital for 23 men and 3 women, which also supports service users with drug and alcohol addictions, as well as mental health issues. And from Path of Renewal, we pray for Belgaffrey Parish Church in Dumbarton Presbytery. The Reverend Ian McEwen is the minister, and the Reverend Jim Gemmell is the mentor. Also, there are things, I say this most weeks, there are things that we see in the papers and in the press to pray about. There's the difficult times for folks, and there's times of distress, there's times of violence and stuff around that. But particularly this morning, I just want us to remember the family of Grace Mullane. Grace is a 22-year-old backpacker who was murdered in New Zealand. And they just recently they've found her body. So her father's across in New Zealand with I think it's her brother, and the rest of the family are at home down in England. Tragic circumstances as we approach Christmas, but to remember Grace's family in prayer. We also give thanks and to remember. Give thanks for all those who have donated gifts or money. But remember to pray for the families or individuals who receive the gifts, these gifts or food for a meal on Christmas Day. We don't know who they are, but actually we can just hold them in prayer and pray that they would be blessed on Christmas Day. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we think of all these things that we speak about, when the Presbytery prayer cycle, the Crossreach prayer diary, with churches that are on Path of Renewal. I give you thanks for your word being preached, your love being shown, your compassion being demonstrated in all these areas. And we give you thanks too, Lord, that we can come together, that we can share of what you give us. In providing gifts, money for people to have food. And so we, as we pray, Lord, we ask a blessing. We ask a blessing on all that we've given. Token of all that you've given us, we give back to you. We pray, Lord, that those who receive from those gifts would know our hearts that these are from you, not from us. Father, we pray that they would find peace. And as we pray for peace in this world. Father, we pray for peace and comfort for the family of Grace Milan. And we would pray, Lord, that whoever they are, wherever they are, your spirit would touch them now. Father, we as we pray for that peace in the world, we pray that we'd see an end to fighting, to violence. We'd see an end to your people abusing each other. And Father, we pray for those who are struggling this morning. Whether it's with their health, whether it's their mental health, the struggles of the time, or job issues or financial issues. Lord, we pray that you'll just touch each one. And Father, as we pray, we bring before you our own prayers, the prayers that your Spirit's put in our hearts and our minds. We pray for our own family and for our own friends. We pray for those whom we love and for those whom we struggle to love. And we lift them up to you in silence, Lord, now. Lord of all the living, remember all whom we remember. Forget none whom we forget. Hear this prayer offered in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And we sing together a hymn for the month, From the Squalor of a Borrowed Stable, by the Spirit and the Virgin's Faith, to the anguish and the shame of scandal came the Saviour of the human race. Let's worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we turn to you. I ask you now, by sprinkling the blood of Jesus by your Spirit, to rest upon every mind in this place in order that the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue that I'll be a transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that it be very, very clear, and this will bring great honour and glory to your name. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that struck me this week when I was looking at some of the adverts on the television was the beautifully wrapped presents. If anyone sees anything I've wrapped, looks like a pound of mince. But then it doesn't take that long to rip everything off. But we see these beautifully wrapped presents. The big houses, all the great decorations, even the trees you can put together now that just connect and all the lights are there and it all goes on together. And all the family together, all the family and the friends. And it's all about, well, it depends what advert you look at, whether it's all about the turkey or the goose, whether it's about Christmas pudding or chocolate trees. It's a time where anything goes apart from the dog at the table. And as usual, there's even an advert about how to start saving and paying for next Christmas. And let me start to build up a picture of what Christmas is, of what we're told Christmas is. But as usual, there's always another side. We want to call it the dark side. There's debt. There's loneliness. There's broken families. Financial difficulties. Job worries. The need for food banks. There is the mess, which somehow seems to be highlighted by the extreme of what we see in the television about adverts. We're shown images almost of perfection, where everything is right and everyone is together. There's no sign of the family fights. There's no sign of the tensions that can exist. There's no sign of any conflicts. There's no sign of any worry about money. But within all that, we know that this is the case. There's an image that appeared on Facebook, and it's of a wreath. Well, one half is a holly wreath, and it says the season. And the other half is the crown of thorns, the reason. So the reason for the season. You know, we have our own images of Christmas. We develop those images of Christmas. We have the idea of what the stable and the manger would look like, and we enact them out. And we miss something. We miss something. Now, a lot of the times we're just looking at how things feel, and a lot of people actually operate on how things feel for themselves, the giving of a good present. Is it the more money that they spend is the better present? And in fact, there's even an advert that says you can congratulate yourself when you've got the right present for someone. That's turning things around. But in many ways, people are looking for a feeling, they're looking for something. And in many ways, they're waiting for a prince. And we move slightly towards Pantoland, the idea of being saved. The idea at the end of the story, all will be well and somebody will be saved. They're waiting for a prince. They're looking for something. They're looking. And indeed, as I've said, that you know, when we start to look at our scriptures and look at our faith, and we realize that the hope that we remember last week is actually linked to the peace that we're thinking about today, the joy that we're going to look at next week, and the love on the fourth Sunday. All of these are linked together. When we realize the hope, our hope in Jesus Christ, our hope in the promises of God, we start to find that peace, the Prince of Peace. Start to find who he is. And again, we need to break some of our images, really. He was born in squalor. He was homeless. He was targeted. Our Prince of Peace was born into the mess of life. And for us, for each one of us, comes the hope and the assurance that in that squalor, from that squalor, from that being targeted, searched for to be killed, from the mess, he comes to rule and reign over this world again. That's why I like the song of Him for the Month, we've sung so well. It takes us from his birth in the squalor of a borrowed stable. It takes us to the cross at Easter time. It tells his story. And our Prince of Peace died for us. He moved in the mess. All his life he worked in was in the mess. Where he shared God's love, it was in the mess of people's lives. It was in the difficult times, and people were always looking for a way to kill him. And they did. Part of the plan, part of the way it was going to be, for he rose again, as was the prophecy. And he's ascended, he's up, he's up with the Father. And the promise is that as we work our way through Advent, we remember his coming as a baby in the mess. We also look forward to a time, whenever that is, where we don't know when it is, when he comes to us in the mess the second time to rule and to reign over the world. However we feel about Christmas, when we think about how the commercialization of Christmas has gone, however we think of all these things put together, let's not lose sight of the fact that the Prince we are waiting for has already been here in the mess, and he'll come again into that mess. We live in that time, I've said this before, we live in that time of the kingdom come and the kingdom to come. We're in a time of conflict, of tension, of stress. And yet, in all that mess, as I said earlier, we can find the place and the time in being complete with God and being whole with God. We can find that Prince of Peace. We can be at one with God. And for us, it's that time of just sitting and focusing on who He is. Time of seeking Him and blessing Him. Of stopping, letting the world go by, just to spend some time with Him. Let's join our hearts and our minds together in prayer again. Let's pray. Father, as we worship You this morning, we praise You. Father, as we worship You this morning, we seek Your face. Father, as we worship You this morning, we present ourselves to You. As we worship this morning, we look for a Prince of Peace in the messiness of life. Enable us to just take some time to spend some time with You. To get to know more and more of who You are. Our Father, we praise You. In Jesus' precious name, Amen. Sing together that great hymn, "Now Tell Out My Soul," that the Magnificat, the words of Mary as she expresses our faith and also her submission to God's will. "Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Unnumbered blessings give my spirit voice. Tender to me the promise of His word. In God my Saviour shall my heart rejoice." Let's stand to worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that during this week to come, we would know your peace. We would know your hope. And Father, as we begin to leave this time of worship now, we pray that we'd be able to take your love, your spirit, and share with the people around us, that they would know your words and your ways. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with each one of you now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Love shared among us. Let there be love.